Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
It's 13 minutes after 12. My special guest has arrived all the way from the Isle of Wight College, but originally all the way from Essex. Is it Roz?
It is, yeah, all the way from Essex.
That's, every now and again I get the Essex twang. I do. And you must be aware of that as well.
Yeah, I think I am. I get reminded of it regularly.
My wife's exactly the same. Every now and again it will come out. And when she goes back home, I can't understand a word she says. So it's Roz Parker, and you're from the Isle of Wight College. You're the top lady. What's the technical term?
Well, apparently I'm the principal.
Principal, yeah, right. Yeah. Okay, so you're the principal at the Isle of Wight College. That's a big job, isn't it?
Oh, it's a very privileged position to be in. Yeah, absolutely. It's a lovely, lovely job. Best job in the world, I reckon.
Wow, that's positive. That's good to hear.
Yeah, best job in the world in the best place in the world, hey?
Yeah, I would go with that, but then, you know, I've lived here most of my life. But how have you found the coming down from Southend / Essex and you know, the Isle of Wight? How do you find it?
So for me, it's somewhere I've always loved. And I used to come across here every summer with all the children. And it was a place I'd always intended to come to eventually. And this timing worked out perfectly. I found the journeys challenging to start with, but I've moved here now. So soaking up the beauty of the island.
Wow. And obviously, you say you're really enjoying it. It's great to be here. Well, it's good to have you here. Someone with just having a conversation with you for the last 10 minutes, it sounds like you've got a good vision and you can see what's needed. And we're already talking about doing shows and stuff with the college. So that's got to be a good thing, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I really believe in radio as an enabler for young people and adults to give them confidence and to give them really good communication skills, which during lockdown were a real challenge for them to be able to communicate. Bringing them to something like Vectis Radio would be amazing for them. They'd love it, and it'd be really good for them to experience that confidence boost.
Well, I would imagine you've got your job now is not just because you've moved to the island, but your job now is bigger than it was 3 years ago and more difficult or more challenging maybe because of COVID, because you know that every young person that is going to be on a course or every young person that is at the college is going to be, you know, not everyone, but there'll be a lot that are struggling a little bit.
Yeah, there is a lot of young people and adults and families, you know, the broader community who have really struggled during COVID, and we've come out of COVID and then we have been hit with an economic crisis. So families, young people and adults, individuals have really been hard hit by first COVID and that social isolation and being separated from each other, and coming out of that. And now we're, you know, having to find more money for our heating and energy and everything else. So it's been a tough old time, but for me, I see the Isle of Wight College as a real hub of the community, there to help and support people across the community, not just our young people who are really important and valuable to us, but also for adults and our wider community too.
Now, you mentioned heating and stuff there, and I know that there's been some scary comments about certain schools that might have to close or limit the time they're open because, you know, of the costs and stuff. Is there any threat for the college to be in that situation?
Well, I suppose what I'd say to that is that if you can imagine how much your own energy bill has been impacted by the rising costs, and then you multiply that by the masses of square metres of the college, you can see what the impact is on that. For us, what's important is not disadvantaging anybody in the decisions that we have to make. Our decisions that we make at this time are all about sustaining good quality education for young people and adults, and we'll be creative in how we have to do that to get over the crisis that we're currently in.
I think that's the only way you can do it, isn't it, really? It's just common sense, and you know, you have to tighten your belt where you can and try and do the best we can with what we've got.
Exactly. And of course, you know, there's a lot of parts of the buildings that are very, very costly to heat because they're the older parts of the building, and what we've got to do is try and be creative. We learnt a lot through COVID, didn't we, about how you can do some online learning and you have a mix of face-to-face. So we need to be creative in times of great challenge.
Yeah, and it is a great challenge, but I would imagine at the end of it, we'll come through it and it'll be rewarding and we've all achieved it. So I think that's one good thing to look at.
Absolutely.
And focus on. And now, look, I'm a local boy and I drive down the motorway, the dual carriageway, and I look to the left as I'm going down and I'm thinking, there's the college in there. I went there back in 1981 when I left school for a very short period of time. Been up there a few times because we have our Christmas meal and our quizzes in the restaurant up there. So I know, you know, whenever I go in and I see that part's been there forever, but it's obviously been refreshed over the years. But when you drive by, you get a sense of how big it is, because it is it's the length of the whole motorway as you go down. So what is available there? What sort of things can we get? Can we enrol for?
Oh, there's so much. So one of the big things when I came here is the feel of the college. It feels very different from a lot of other colleges. It has a really sort of a family environment. It's caring, it's nurturing, and I think that's the important thing to say first, because you've got to feel comfortable where you're coming in to learn. You've got to feel safe where you're coming in to learn. So we do so much. We have everything from art to construction. I've got plumbing, I've got carpentry, I've got brick, I've got motor vehicle, I've even got engineering at our other campus, CCAM in Whippingham. We have just so much for people to do. We've even got the most wonderful animal care section as well. And if anyone's trying to find me and they don't know where I am, they'll first go to the chickens, go to the rabbits, Ros will be there. And, you know, we do hair. In fact, do you like my hair?
Yes, yes.
Had that done by them yesterday. So that's how good it is. So, so we have hair, beauty. We've got most amazing digital program as well with esports. People can start learning at entry level. So if you're not very confident yet, we can help build your confidence and build your levels. We do higher education. So we've got, you know, sort of the start of a degree program, so people can start to learn at a higher level. So everything from right from entry, give people the confidence in belief in themselves that they can achieve, and then they can move through to higher levels. So yeah, I mean, we've even got childcare. So, you know, we've got the catering, the hospitality. It's a very fortunate position for the island. Not many colleges can do everything across all aspects of vocational pathways. And, of course, if you wanted to come in and we have adults coming in doing English with us, working with the Ukrainian community, they're coming in and learning English with us and progressing. So we've got tons to offer.
Do you know, you've just painted an amazing picture of lots of things going on, and almost everything. You've got it all covered, which is great. Now when I drive by, I can visualise all of that, because, you know, we just take it for granted. It's just the college. Oh, the college does, well, what does it do? Well, you've just pointed out that it does an awful lot, and it's, I don't know, it's the next, you leave school and it's the next step to, you know, when you leave full-time education, and hopefully, fingers crossed, all of those things that you've just mentioned, you'll get some skills in, and there's a good chance that you'll take that further and get a job and so on.
And that's the bit, isn't it? It's about creating pathways for people to enter into work or further learning. And that's what we do. And it's because we believe in every individual that they can succeed and achieve their own aspirations that makes it so successful. And I'm terrified now that I've forgotten one of my lovely, lovely departments. So I've got to say, my public and military services students are incredible. They do a lot of work in our community. But not only is it about the learning, it's about beyond the learning. So for me, it's very much about the volunteering that they go out and do. It's about the work experience they have the opportunity to take part in, and that builds the whole person, you know. So for us, it's not just about the learning a skill, it's also about developing the whole person.
And that really sets them up for when they, you know, when they need to leave college, when they're old enough to leave college, you know, they start thinking for themselves and they go and get a role in that thing that they've trained for and worked hard at.
Yeah, and what we find of a lot of young people is they're not necessarily aware of the number of jobs and roles there are. So if you think about, I'll use the example when I worked with airline companies before, and people think, right, these are the two jobs you can do. You can be a pilot or you can be cabin crew. But the vast number of jobs and different skills people require in all sorts of trades and industries is really quite exciting for young people and for adults wanting to perhaps diversify. And we find now, I think we need to be very sensitive to the fact that some families, some adults might need to get a second job. And so we can upskill and retrain people. We even do distance learning. So if we've got people that want to work and also study at home, we've got the opportunity for them to do that.
Wow. So we should point out that it's not just for young people.
No.
I mean, if you wanted to retrain, I mean, you know, don't matter what age you are, I'm guessing.
Oh, No, absolutely. And that's part of being heart of the community, isn't it, really? So for me, we've got around 1,400 16 to 18-year-olds.
Right.
We've got about 740, approximately 740 adults currently working on different programmes. We've got adults with specific learning difficulties and disabilities that are coming in and learning with us. We've got young people with different learning difficulties or learning disabilities as well. So, yeah, I mean, it really is. And that was one of the big things. You walk in and it feels like a nurturing, caring environment. And it can touch every part of the community, and that's very, very unusual.
Do you know, you've actually got to be in and do this kind of work to be able to realise just what a great community we have. But more importantly, everyone's different.
Yeah. And that's the bit, and we celebrate difference because that makes our college all the better. So I'll walk through the corridors every day and outside in the lovely fresh air here, particularly today, nice and breezy.
No rain yet.
But yeah, you know, I'll walk through and I can chat to all of the students on my journey, and they are having fun. And that's important because that brings energy to the college and a positivity to the college, which is excellent. If you can enjoy while you're learning, that's amazing. And again, we've got apprenticeships, so you can actually earn while you're learning. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that. Have fun, earn some money, and learn at the same time.
How fabulous. I mean, I know that, you know, when I left school a long time ago, there were lots of apprenticeships around. And then it kind of, well, there wasn't many. Mm. And now you're hearing that, yeah, they're kind of bringing it back. So there's more apprenticeships out there, a bit more hope for people and so on. I know that, you know, we do ourselves down a little bit here on the Isle of Wight. But I think there's so many things that you've just mentioned that there is a need for. You know, all those roles that, you know, we'll never, you know, not need a hairdresser. We'll never not need somebody that works in a, you know, a pub or, you know, a restaurant of sorts. We're always going to need those people that work there, not just, you know, cooking the food, but, you know, out front as well. So, you know, that's a need. That's a must. So, you know, that's a good sign. How do we differ to, you know, how do we differ to the mainland? I mean, what sort of problems do you see at us as islanders we have to overcome, and have you implemented anything just to sort of you know, because this is what we do on the mainland? Because I would imagine there's a good thing, you know, there's good and bad. We're different, we know, but is there anything you brought from, you know, what we're not doing here on the island that you do on the mainland that kind of works?
So I only started on the 1st of September, so I've been learning a lot myself about the community, about the college. I suppose everything I've learnt about what's happening on the island is good. Okay, compared to my experiences on the mainland, I would say the difference is a positive difference. The thing that I want to really emphasise is the fact that a belief in yourself and aspiration and the ability to be able to think high, aim high, and believe in yourself that you can achieve. And they're the things that I'm trying to embed, because I think it's not dissimilar to the mainland in terms of people's confidence after the pandemic. But I think it's more concentrated on the island. You know, people are struggling with mental health and their own well-being. And I think it's really important that we think about how we deal with our own mental well-being and get over those barriers before we can then move on to learning. So we're bringing in some higher levels of learning for those students that want to do more advanced and progress to more advanced levels, because I think that's the next step. Employers are looking for higher level skills, so we're implementing new T levels, which are higher level skills mixed with work experience. But I think from a perspective of the island, and perspective of what I've seen in the college, some of the real positives are the kindness that students share for each other, and the care that they share for each other, and the respect that they have, which is a very positive, and something that I wouldn't be bringing from the mainland. I'd be taking that from the mainland, taking that from the island again. You can learn something from the island here.
That's good
about
to know.
That kindness. Yeah.
That's good to know. I mean, so whatever people think about the Isle of Wight, we are a kind, supporting community, and we look out for each other. Even though we're like an ageing community, I mean, you know, if we look at these are facts. Apparently, if we were a country, we would be the oldest country in the world just based on age, because of the average age.
Yeah, but Eastbourne have the highest number of offending older people, so you see, you're not going to beat that, are you? Okay, so just a little stat to put things on a level there. But no, I mean, you know, it does. But I'm surrounded by a lot of young people and a lot of energy, and even the older people on the island have a lot of energy. Mm. My gosh, on my walks and everything else, they put me to shame, Ian.
Do they?
Yeah.
So how do we, just say for instance, if you've got a young person in your life, or some you know, that you think, all right, I want to retrain, I want to do, is there someone, what's the next step they do? Do they just come up to the college and say, help me?
I love that when people come into the college, because I'm always going to be, you know, straight out there on reception at all of the open days and any events we've got. And if I'm walking through reception and somebody's wandering in, I'll be the first to have a chat and say hello. I do understand what it's like to make that first step into education, particularly if you've not had a very good school experience before. And so it can be very difficult to make that first step into the education environment. And into a new education environment, and that can be really challenging. You know, my own story is that I left school with no qualifications at all, and I, as a single mum, realised that I needed to do something to change things, because I had no food in the cupboard and I had two little faces looking at me who were hungry. I was very blessed. One of my neighbours turned up with some bread, and I was able to feed my children, and it made me realise I had to change my stars. And it took all the courage I had to go back into a college and take part in learning to improve things for not just myself, but for my children and my family going forward. And in no time at all, here I am. And that's a living proof that making that first step into college, that first step looking on that website, that first step phoning that number and saying, yeah, I'm gonna go to college. I'm going to take part in this course. I'm going to learn a new skill. Even if you don't know what it is yet, come and talk to us, because we are here for you.
Do you know what's fabulous about that is that you've been where people are now,
yeah,
where they might be a little bit scared and going through it and don't know what and how, what's the next move for me. I mean, you took that gigantic step, and so you, somebody coming in and being in the same situation, you're going to be able to understand straight away, aren't you?
Absolutely. And I had no confidence, absolutely zero confidence, no self-esteem. I had no belief in myself, and I hadn't achieved anything at school previously. So I had to overcome all that. And it was so worth it, because the journey and the care people gave to me and the support it built up around me was really hugely significant.
Excellent. It sounds like, you know, although you've only been there since September the 1st, it sounds like it's in capable hands and and so on, which is great. So have you set yourself any challenges for the next 12 months? Have you think, right, OK, here's where we are now, but this is where I want to be in 12 months as a college?
Yeah, so as a college, there's obviously lots I want to achieve in that time. But there's the very special thing is about continually improving that experience for those people taking part in learning. Our team are so dedicated, so passionate about what they do, and so knowledgeable. I want to ensure that we're growing the numbers in the college, that more people can experience that opportunity and open up those opportunities. So for me, it is about access, getting more people in. both more young people and more adults into the college to help them progress and achieve their aspirations or their goals, or even if they don't have any of those at the moment, help shape that. The other thing I really want to do is ensure that the college is at the heart of the community, that we continue to be open to our community and engage with people at all levels. I want to encourage our young people to do more work experience, more volunteering in the community. So there's just a handful of things, as well as getting through an Ofsted, which are bound to come marching through the door this academic year, as they do. But for me, I want them to see the experience. I want them to see how good the Isle of Wight College is.
And if you put that in place, I mean, you know, we all know that there are people out there that are frustrated and are not in education. They don't, you know, they're struggling in life, and they may cause problems in our society. But if we've got something that they can do, and you can, you know, speak to them, turn their lives around, and so on, it gives them a purpose, doesn't it?
Absolutely. As you were saying that, I've got an image of one of my students who's part of the public and military service cohort, and exactly that story turned their life around and are making a significant difference in the community now, from maybe being a bit disruptive in the community to turning their life around and giving something back. And that's the real evidence of the impact the college is having on people's lives. And if you can make that journey, if you can turn that round, it's a really positive experience for you and the people around you.
And obviously you can get them back in, and they can talk to the next generation.
Yeah,
which is great. I mean, 100%. It's similar to think. You know, I mean, I'm not saying you were a wrong'un, but you had a tough time, and you had to make that tough decision. But now, because you've made that tough decision and gone through it all, you can now pass on that experience, that knowledge, to other people and make a difference.
Yeah,
which is what it's all about.
Of course, and that's why I went into the job that I'm in now. I want to make a positive difference. And you know, you don't go into work ever. No one goes into work to do a bad job. But for me, every day I come in and I'm excited about the day ahead. I'm excited about the difference that I can make and my team can make to others.
That's great to hear. I mean, I'm excited about the day ahead some days, but if it's raining, not quite so. I don't like the rain, but, you know, 9 times out of 10, working with people that you don't really know what's going to happen next or what they're going to achieve, I just think it keeps you on your toes. And you're forever learning, you're forever looking at people and thinking, well, I didn't expect you to be able to do that, and you've done it, and how fantastic is that? And now other people will see that you can do it, and they probably never believed in you either, but now you are achieving it, perhaps I'll give it a go. And I think it's quite like a knock-on effect, the domino principle there, which in a good way. So yeah, that's great. It's really good to meet you. It's good to know that there's a whole load of positivity at the Isle of Wight College. What's the first thing that they do? We got telephone numbers, a website that we can look at, say, you know, because I look at it and I think, right, there'll be young people out there that want to know more. There'll be people out there that might not be happy in the job that they're doing now, and they might want to train for something else. There might be people out there that have always wanted to do something but never had the courage to do. Maybe now is the time to sort of have a think about that, go and have a chat with somebody. So who do they chat with? How do they get hold of them?
So we've got a couple of routes in. I'm always up for people popping in, you know, come to main reception. We've got an amazing team on reception. They have always got a sunny smile, not weather dependent. They have a sunny smile. They're incredibly friendly and approachable. So come, if you want to pop in, come into main reception, come and have a chat with somebody. Have a look on our website. Our website's got our telephone numbers on there as well. And you'll be able to make contact. There'll be an email address on there and telephone numbers where you can easily just pick up the phone, get in touch with us, pop in, or drop us an email and we'll get back to you as quickly as we can and put you in touch with the right person to help, because we also offer information, advice and guidance. So if you don't know what you want to do, you're not quite sure, you don't have to have made that decision. You come talk to somebody about what your options might be, what pathways you might be able to tackle, what might be right for you now. So yes, quite a gentle approach.
So make that contact. Just, you know, look at the website, yeah, make a phone call, send an email if you feel more comfortable doing it that way. But do something. You must find it very rewarding, but you know, I would imagine it's difficult in some cases when you're talking to young people that don't know what they're going to do. You must come across this the whole time when you think, right, okay, you're leaving school, you perhaps have that meeting and that discussion about what you're going to do, how you're going to do it. How do you really get in the mind of a 17-year-old that doesn't really know?
Well, there are lots of different things that we use to test out where their skills are, what their opportunities might be, and what kind of industries, trades they might be best suited to. So we've got that expertise. We can help unravel that with young people. It's not something that should be a barrier. You don't have to come in and know what you're going to do. I mean, you know, I've got experience of this myself. When I left school, I had no idea what I was going to do. You know, I just went straight out to work. I had no idea what the future might hold. But for our young people, we've got people that can help you with that. They can provide, you know, the information that you need to help you start making those decisions and start you on a journey. But we also have people that start on a journey and change their mind, and that's okay too. You can change your mind and go in a different direction. You've got that opportunity, and we've got that flexibility to help you on that path.
Fantastic. Now, I've got one moan.
Moan?
Yeah, one moan.
Okay.
One negative.
All right.
When you think of, you know, the radio career, and there isn't a radio course as such at the college, could there be? Because I know if you want a specific radio course, the closest you have to go is Bournemouth. And I think this is what really annoys me. If you go to Portsmouth, they've got a fantastic studio in the, I think it's Highbury College. And it is multi-million pound studio there, but they don't do a specific radio course. Is that something that we could be doing at the Isle of Wight College, a proper radio course?
Well, I think you've just talked yourself into a job, Ian. I think it'd be a lovely opportunity. I mean, it is a passion of mine. I really do believe in the transformational impact of radio and what it can do for young people and adults. So, yeah, why don't we extend this conversation and see what we can do?
Brilliant. And that's kind of the positive vibe that I'm getting from you, which is really, really good. I mean, I know that, you know, it won't be for everyone. And I know that, and I don't want to sound like I'm poo-pooing what you do, because I think you've got a media course that covers everything, but not specific radio. And I just look at that and think, well, we get so many youngsters come down and want to do podcasts and want to do radio. And you think, right, what's the next best thing you can do? Well, you could go to the college. We could play a part in that. You could have your own station at the radio.
It's already there. It's already in my head. I've now got to go back and set this up. I have actually done this previously. So we saw a need in the community. We bid for some funding and we set up a little radio studio satellite centre. So be careful what you wish for, Ian. It could be coming, and it could be coming your way.
We could just move into your premises. That would be a lot easier,
wouldn't it? Oh, my gosh. Now we're living the dream.
Do you know what? It's really nice to meet you, and it's what's really nice is the college sounds like it's in really good hands, and we're going places. We're taking it to the next level. So, best of luck with that. Don't be a stranger. Come back, and maybe we'll set up some sessions where you come in and you know, be with young people from the college with their own radio program.
That'd be amazing. I'm looking forward to it already.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you.
We've got a quick break, and then we shall be back.